My dad was killed back in 1963 by a drunk driver. Left my mother and my two sisters without a dad and without a husband. Through stupidity, we driving and drinking. And I really feel the law for years should have been changed to zero tolerance.
Now, Grace, you were only 12 when your dad was killed. Can you remember the exact moment when your mum told you?
It was during the night, we were told, and it was a neighbour had to come in and told us my dad had been in an accident. And it was just like it was her. That was it. To my mum came back the next day and we discovered that he died during the night in the Royal Infirmary. That's when we actually knew. And that was by late on in the morning. Maybe about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, we discovered that he was dead by that time.
And how did you feel?
Shocked, devastated, as a child would do. Because it was just after my mum's birthday, when he was hurt. And he was killed on the 9th. And then it was coming up on his birthday, it was on the 29th of January. So all kind of happened. And then when his birthday was the 29th, it brings it back every year to you. But devastated because you've lost a parent that loved you. Because, I mean, my mum and dad loved us. My mother never went out after that. Never went out anyway, but she never went out after that. You know, only with me and my two sisters, but it's the only time she went out when we were young.
As you say, devastating to lose your dad in an accident, but do you find it even more devastating and more, you know, even more angry at the fact that the driver was drunk?
Yes, and never been caught. That's the bit that's always hurt and angered me, that this person couldn't even come forward and say that they hurt somebody but didn't realise they'd killed him, even if they just stopped and phoned the police. But I think not to, just to get back in the car or just drive on, I think it's wrong for anybody to do that. Although I would say, I don't know how the conscience, they live with the conscience. I really couldn't live if I'd done something like that. I couldn't live with my conscience for 50 years.